Okay, today's daf is Beitza daf Tezvav, and we are on Yudalad Amabez, the last amud of the first parak and the first amud of the second parak here in Maseches Beitza. And we will start with the Gemara on Yudalad Amabez. The Mishnah was talking about the topic of sending presents to friends of ours, to neighbors on Yantif. The Mishnah said that one is allowed to send beged presents, whether they are tafur or eino tafur, whether they are sewn together or not into clothing, even though they might have kilayim in it, as long as they are litzara chamoed. But one should not send the other list of items, which we'll see, most of them do not have any usage on Yantif. One of them is specifically aser because of a ma'aseh shehaya. And the rule is, the Mishnah said, anything that I could get benefit from on Yantif, I would be able to send to my friend on Yantif. No problem. So the Gemara says, Bish lama tfurin, I understand why I could send clothing to my friend on Yantif that are sewed and finished, the finished product, chazal malbush, they could wear it. So I could send my friend a shirt and pants and a jacket because that's ready to be worn. Litzarach Yantif, there's no downside. She'ain tfurin nami chazu lichisuye. Even if it's not sewn into a beged, it's material. I could still use it as a shawl. I could use it as a blanket. I could use it for something. I still get covered in it. Ela kilayim l'may chazu. But kilayim? What is that roi for? I'm going to send my friend shatnez when I'm trying to set him up. Lifnei iver. But there's even halachas in Shulchan Aruch that if I see my friend with shatnez, I might have to tell him that he's wearing shatnez even though he's in the middle of the street. He's got to take off his shirt in the middle of the street. Machlokas, Rambam, Rush, if it's how extreme is that halacha, if somebody's going to be embarrassed by taking off his clothes in the street. But l'may chazu, why would I be able to send my friend shatnez? V'chi teima chazu l'may machtute. Well, isn't the Isser of Shatnez only to wear Shatnez? We know out of the five types of Kilayim, the two types of Kilai Behema, right, the cross-breeding and cross-working, the two types of Kilayim having to do with the ground, Kilai Zroim and Kilai Hakerem, and then type number five is Kilai Begundim. So isn't that only Usser to wear? So they could put it under them, like carpeting. Right, so isn't that mutter? So they could use it for a rug. They could put it under. So Vatanya, that also doesn't work. Why? The pasuk says lo ya'ale alecha. Right, you shouldn't have kilayim that goes up on you. Aval ata yachol latzia tachtecha on a d'oraisa level. Kilayim can be under you. You can be metziyed under you. Aval amru chachamim, but Chazal answered it. Even though, mida oraisa, as long as it's not on top of you, so it shouldn't be aser. But under you, chazal asered, aser lasos kane, shema tichra chlonima abasaro. Maybe a strand, a little string of the kilayim will go up on you, and then that would lead to an iser of ha'al'ah. And that's why you can't even have it under you, gzeira, you might come to have it on top of you. Rashi has two important deos here. What's the real chash of having it on top of you? Rashi says, right here on the left side, Sheva Dichlo Lo Nima, V'yesh Nimin Gedolim V'gasim. And sometimes you have very thick, wide strings. Kigon Shel Duluf Karin, Shekarit Kot. Right, you have thick strings. Umicham, by the way, I forgot to mention, there's going to be a Seder connection in today's daf. Umicham es Pimkoma, V'over Mishum Lo Silba Shatnes. And it's going to warm you, and you're going to violate a silba shatnez. Meaning, Rashi's saying, you might have a thick string, you might get hana'ah from that string that's on top of you, and you're going to violate. That's the more pasha day of Rashi. But then Rashi has a second day, a big chiddush, inami. A string? Come on, a thick string that's really going to give me benefit? No. It's not going to give me benefit. But Rashi says, even if I have a thin string, nima ba'alma, Kivan de ikker ha beged mahanho umechama momilamata. Since the beged is giving me pleasure from underneath, I'm not getting the pleasure from wearing it. I'm getting the pleasure from sitting on it, but still, havi la halavisha de isba hana'a. Second day of Rashi is, you can have both ingredients separately, and then they could come together to form an Isser Kilayim. As long as I'm getting a Hana'a and a Levisha, that's good enough. So I have one string that goes on top of me, that's called a Levisha. And I'm getting Hana'a, not from that Levisha, but from the Shatnez that's under me, that's good enough. First day of Rashi, no. Kilayim is Hana'a sheyeshbo Levisha, or a Levisha yeshbo Hana'a. They have to be one and the same. That's why you have to have a thick string that you're getting benefit from, that's on top of you, that's called wearing. But the second day of Rashi is that they can be separated. You can, as long as you're having a hana'a, and you're doing an act of levisha, and it's the same beged, that's enough to be mitzari for them, and therefore, that would be already an isser of kilayim. So that's the gzeira, the Gemara says, Mida oraisa lo yala alecha, but you can put it under you on a daraisa level. But Chazal say you shouldn't because maybe you'll have a strand that goes above you. Remember the story of the stipler. They saw when the stipler was on his way to meet his wife, the Chazanish's sister, and he was traveling from Vilna to Vilna to wherever the Chazanish's sister lived. And the night before he left, he said, "You know what? I'm going to stay up all night learning because I'll have a train ride to sleep on the way there, and then I'll be up and ready to meet the prospective Kala." And what happened? He gets on the train, and after being up all night, he realizes that the seat cushions are made of a certain comfortable material. He's not sure if it's Kelaim or not. On himself, and therefore he stood the whole train ride, however many hours it was. Stood the whole train ride, and then he comes to the date, and he falls asleep on the date. That's how the story goes. He fell asleep, and the girl goes back to the Chazanish and says, "I know you set me up. They set me up with this man, and he falls asleep. What kind of covenant is this? I can't believe this." He says, "Let me figure out what happened here. It's not like it, that lack of covenant abrius." And he goes and he finds out what happened, and he tells her, he's like, "This is why he was supposed to be able to sleep the whole train ride." She's like, okay. And it worked out. Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so says the Gemara. So Shemitah Chalodim Rosho. So that's why we're still stuck. Why is it allowed to send shatnas, to send kilayim to my friend? It does not have a use. V'chi tema de mifsik midi beni beni. And if you say, well, no problem, there's no worry that there's going to be a string that's going to go above me because I'm going to use it under 10 mattresses. So there's no chash. V'yamar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Rav Shimon ben Levi, Amar Rav Yossi ben Shaul, Amar Rebbe, Mishum Kihila Kedosha, Kedisha de Yerushalayim. Right, all these people said it. Afilu Eser Matzao Zua Gabizu. Even if I have 10 mattresses, V'kilayim Tachteyem, and under the bottom one is Kilayim, Aser Lishan Alayim. It's still Aser. It's still included in the Gzeira. Because once they made the Gzeira, it's low plug. So we're still stuck. So why am I allowed to send the kilayim? It has no use on Yontif. The Ron here has an important comment where he says, how could there be such a low plug? The whole gzeira is Shema Tichrach Nima, and it's on the 10 mattresses. It's a totally different case. It's not like, what do we have earlier? We had earlier in the Gemara back at the Beis Ba'Beis Gimel Bar Aleph, what's included in Mashkin Shezavu? What's included in Paris and Oshrin? So you could say this is also, it came out of something that was inside, so they expanded the definition of Mashkin Shezavu or Paris and Oshrim. But here, the worry is Shema might happen. So there's no worry at all here. So the Ron says that really there were two gzeiras, two sets of gzeiras. The Ron says here, Davzayim Alpha Dafei Arif, something that is a item that I usually wear, Midi Dahalbasha, then they were goes there even if it's under me, no matter what. That's what it is. Midi Dahalbasha, something that's not usually worn. So then, if it's under me and there's no chance of it going on top of me, so then that's mutter. That's mutter. Only a midi dahalbasha am I going to say that they had such a gzeira. Says the Ron. What if kilayim I don't usually put on top of me? A rug. If it's not usually worn, it's not clothing, then it's mutter if it's not right under me. But something that's usually worn, that's the low plug. Because it's usually worn. So even if it's underneath, Shema, I might come to wear it. Lamaisa, if it's a hard carpet, then we're not generally worried, according to the post, about any type of kilayim, because it's not going to go on top of me. It's hard. We'll get to a cushion in a few minutes. That's why generally it's, and also generally a carpet doesn't have shatnez in it, the way that it's made. Either way, that's just one point lemaisa. So back to the Gemara, though. So we're stuck. Why does the Mishnah say that you're allowed to send kilayim to one's friend on Yontif? It has no use. You can't wear it. You can't put it under you. Ela bevilon. You could use it as a curtain. a curtain between two rooms. So that's allowed. You allowed to put up a curtain on Yontif? Binyan on Yontif? So maybe there was already a separation there. You're just adding to the separation. So that's for sure mutter. So the Gemara says you're going to use it. What? Right, for a mitzvah. So you have to worry, is it, if it's a real need, so then it's usher if you're putting it up. Like the Raman in Hilchos Shabbos talks about putting it up for privacy for a husband and a wife. Right, so that's a problem, because that's a halachically required mechitza. A mechitza in a shul, the poskim talk about, you know, you can have the women upstairs. We had earlier that in the Masech HaSukkah. You might not need that halachically. Either way. So the Gemara says, so use it for a curtain. I v'hamar ulas the Gemara. That also should be a problem. Why does a curtain have the status of a kli and it is mekabel tumah? Because the gaba uses it when he's cold. He rubs himself in the curtain. He keeps himself warm. So again, it's used as a covering. So it should be aser bishem shanis. So Ella, final answer. Bikashin. We're talking about a hard material. Rashi. Begadim kashin. She'ein mischamimin. So you don't use that. It doesn't warm you. Mutter leishav aleihem. That you're allowed to sit on. Not allowed to wear it. Kashin is still not allowed to be worn. The ikar maisa of what kelayim is. But if it's hard material and it's under me, so then that is allowed. V'chi hada amar afuna breder of Yeshua, like afuna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua said, hai namta gamda, this certain type of hard material, hard felt, denarsh, from narsh, sharia, that's mutter, there is no kelayim because it's hard. Amar papa, similarly, ardalin, Rashi says, is some type of material they used to put under their shoes to keep it add another layer. Ein memshim kilayim. Also, there is no kilayim. Similarly, amarava anitzrari dipshiti. If somebody has a sack and they put money in it, ein memshim kilayim. There's no kilayim because the money makes the sack hard on my shoulder, and therefore there's no problem. Dibizrani, if I put seeds in the sack, now the sack is softer, so then yesh memshim kilayim. There is kilayim there because it's not as hard. Rav Ashi Amar about this last case, echazev echazeh ein memshim kilayim. I don't think either one is kilayim in that case. Lefi she'ein derech chimum b'kach, because that is not normal way to be mischameim from a sack, even if it has seeds in it, and therefore it would be mutter in that context. Okay, a couple of points. Number one, a general machlokas. There is a major machlokas, Rishonim, about kilayim. What is kilayim d'oraisa? What is kilayim d'rabanan? There are three or four shittas in the Rishonim. We'll mention two. Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos, not here, but Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Nidan, Daf Samach Aleph, and the beginning of the Yevamis, Daf Hey. What is kilayim d'oraisa? Rashi says, what does the word shatnez mean? Right, that's what's kilayim in the Torah. Lo silba shatnez semer ufishtim yachtav. You can't have shatnez. So shatnez is a compilation of shua tavui vanuz, says the Sei Chazal, which means different ways of being threaded and sewn together. Shua, it's thread sewn together. Tavui, it's put together. Nuz, right, all the different ways of describing putting different threads together. Shua tavui vanuz. So what does that mean? Rashi says, Shua Tavoy Vanuz means that every part of the process, you have to have the wool and the linen together. You have to make the threads together, then sew the threads together, right, they're already together once they're, you have to make the threads together. Every step of the process, Rashi says, they have to be combed, srika, they have to be combed together. Kilayim d'oraisa requires beginning to end. The wool and the linen have to be together. On a Drabbanan level, right, even if not. But on a Daraisa, right, when you have a tcheles on tzitzis, and you have a woolen wool strings and a linen garment, right, which is shatnez Daraisa. Right, pasha shatnez Daraisa. Doesn't seem like it's, right, according to Rashi, how does that work? So you have to work out, Rashi, if you have woolen strings, but is the linen in those strings? According to Rashi, that seems to be the definition. Rashi says, Bina shat semer va'pishtim yu nisrakin b'masreik ke'echad v'ne'erag ke'echad. Everything together. That is Rashi. If you look at Tosfos there, in Maseches Nida, there in Daf Samach Aleph, and in Yevamis, Tosfos says, Kilayim betzitzis d'shari rachmane, ech mishkachazla. He asked this question on Rashi. So what do you need a heter of Kilayim betzitzis? That, oh, it's Asi Dochalosa, say so it's Mutter, But you don't do that. Ask Tosfos. Halo ein nisrakin v'nitvin ke'echad. Among other questions. That's a very difficult question that Rashi has to answer. But that's Tosfos' kasha. So Rabbeinu Tam argues and says, no, it could be separately, the minim could be shua, shazur, and nose, kol echad levad, each one separately, and then bechiburad, you put them together after they are made together by themselves. That is Rabbeinu Tam, Achlokas, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, what is kilayim daraisa? Right, and the Minchas Chinuch discusses this in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, in the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. Again, conceptually, you might say, is kilayim, is it worse to be together from the start, or is it worse to have your own identity and then come together? Right, you can look at it either way. That's the machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. But that is the Isser of Shatnez in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph in the Minchas Chinuch. There is also the Hashkafa. What is the Isser behind Kilayim? Right, Rashi, the Ramban writes ala Torah that he relates it a little bit to what he writes by the other types of Kilai Zroyim and Kilai Behema in terms of creating something new, right? You're acting like a god, right? That's the Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim, which he says about Kilai Zroyim, but it can be related to Kilai Behema as well. The Rambam in a number of places, like he says all over Mor Nevuchim about many mitzvos, the Rambam said that it was a chok of Ovdei Avodah Zarah to wear kilayim in their avodah. So either way, there's kilayim and shatan is an issur that is spoken about by the Rishonim. This the top Tosfos here, and then we'll continue discusses a problem based on a Gemara in Maseches Arachin. The Gemara here seems to say that there is no problem by cushion, by hard materials of kilayim to put it under you. So the question is asked. The Gemara in Yuma and the Arachin discuss what about Big Day Kahuna, right? Big Day Kahuna is there kilayim by Big Day Kahuna. The Gemara says that there is a heter for Kohanim to wear Big Day Kahuna with kilayim. The question is, the Gemara says elsewhere, the Big Day Kahuna wore kushin. So our Gemara seems to say that there is no problem of kilayim, shatnez, when it comes to hard materials. That Gemara over there says you need a heter by Big Day Kahuna. So we need the heter for all their kushin. So the Baal Amor right here says, Avnet versus the other seven begadim. The Avnet is soft. So the other begadim might be hard. That's the difference. That the Baal Amor right here at the bottom of Zayin Ma'alef. V'nir Ali, kan ba Avnet, kan b'shar begadim. Ha'idah b'sechas yoma be'avnet nemra. Shepirchei kahuna hadyotim ayav lo hayu b'vigdeyim kilayim. Ela ba'avnet bilvad. V'avnetim shalkoi gadim, shalkoi hadyot hayu kashin. Those were hard. The Avnet was hard. V'pnei shayu chogrid ba'ay b'basayim. A little hard where they wrapped it around their waist. Aval zu shavu sechas arachid the istri kilayim lekohanim big dekuna bechoshen ve'efod. The other ones that were softer. Okay, that was the Baal Amor is machalik between different big dekahuda. Tosfos though has a different answer, and the Baal Amor quotes Tosfos. Tosfos seems to say that on a d'oraisa level kashin or usher to wear. The only time that they're not usher is to have under, like Rashi explained here, underneath. But to wear, even kashin might be included in the Issa d'Oraisa. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, two dots. Avalo sandal hamesumar. You're allowed to send even kalayim, but you're not allowed to send sandal hamesumar. What sandal hamesumar? Sandals with spikes and nails on them. Sandal hamesumar, my time alo, mishum, maisa shahaya. Because of the story. What stories? The Gemara is not here. The Gemara is in Shabbos, Daf Samach, where the Gemara tells the story why it's us to wear sandal hamesumar on Shabbos also. Not on Yontif. That's why you're not allowed to send the sandal hamesumar on Yontif. Why? There was this terrible story that there were a bunch of Jews that were b'shas a certain gzeira, which usually means during the Roman period. They were hiding in a cave, and they heard the enemy. They heard somebody coming from the outside, and they got very excited, and they were nervous. What was going to happen? They were going to come, and they were going to hurt them. And they started running, and there was chaos in the cave, and they ended up killing each other because of the spikes in the bottom of their shoes. It was dark and it was so out of control. So Chazal, to remember that tragic event, they said, can't wear sandal mesumers on Shabbos, on Yontif, right? That's the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Samach. So that's why you can't send the sandal mesumer because it's useless on Yontif. Amar Abaya, sandal during the week you're allowed to because they didn't answer it totally. He said to remember that this happened, Prashas on a Shabbos, Seems like so that's why the asked wearing it on Shabbos and Yontif. Amar Abaya, sandal hamisumar aser lena'alo umadol taltalo. You can't wear it, but you can move it. It's not muksa. Mutal taltalo aser lena'alo misha maisa shahaya. It's usher to wear because of the story. Umutalanalo, how do you know it's mutter to handle? Me diktani ein mishalchen. The fact that I said you can't send it to your friend, de isak a daitach usal tatzel, if I can't move it, hashtalatiltule usher, mishalchen mi boy, I can't move it. Of course I can't send it. So it must be that I'm allowed to move it and I just can't send it. Good. If you look at Rashi has two words here. Is the Rashi says also muta l'taltalo deklihu, because it is a kli. Feels like it's on, right? It is a kli. Says what is Rashi emphasizing by saying it is a kli? Says the Shita B'Kubat says pirush l'pirusho. Let me explain what Rashi is saying here. It's muta l'taltalo because it is a kli. De toras kli alav the afal gav da havileke kli shemalachto le'iser. Even though once Chazal assured you to wear this shoe, then what status does this shoe have? At least on a Durabanan level, it's a klisha balakhtal iser. As we know, it's like a stapler, it's like a scissors, it's like a pen. So even though it has gained that status, me'achar she'enu mutal l'shtamish b'mashu miyuchat haynu l'nalo, says what use could you use it for except for wearing mikol makom mutar hu l'tzara gufa l'tzara makomo. You're still allowed to use it, you're allowed to move it. So a gufa, like all, any other kli shemalachto l'iser. That's Rashi's emphasis. It's a kli. But now that it has the status of a kli shemalachto l'iser, that's the chiddush. You're still allowed to use it. Kain kasa morina ro. That's what my Rebbe says, quoting the says the Shiva Kubetz, that's explaining Rashi. Okay, so that's Rashi's two words, the Havi Kli, explained by the Shita. Viter, v'lobe midal she'edo tafur. You know what I said, the shoe that is not sewn together, pshita. It's obvious, if it's not wearable, it's not finished, so why would you be able to send it? Lo nitzricha, di'avagav denaket besichi. What if it's a little bit put together? You have the pegs in it that's going to hold it, the two parts together. So it's somewhat usable, but it's not a finished product. So that's why you're not allowed to send it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Aflo Min Alavan. Rabbi Yehuda says you're also not allowed to send a white shoe. They used to blacken the shoes after they made them. So why it was an unfinished shoe? Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Matir B'Shachar V'Oser B'Lavan. Rabbi Yehuda Matir is no, only once you've blackened it, but you cannot send a white shoe. You need this type of material, this chalk that comes from the ground that is used to blacken the shoe. You can't do that on Yontif, because that's the malacha of Tzoveya. It's not one of the malachas that are mutar b'shem ochel nefesh. Therefore, it's useless. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to send it. Rabbi Yossi, Oser b'shachar. Rabbi Yossi says, even once you blacken it, you're not allowed to send it. B'nishet zorach l'tzachzecho, because you have to polish it before you wear it. V'lo pligi, marki asri, or marki asri. And there is really no machlokes. Each, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, we're talking about their own place. But Asri Damar, the question is, when they used to use leather, they used to use animal skins on the shoes, the question is, which way did they put it? The flesh side, there was a flesh side and a hair side. Flesh in or flesh out? That's the machlokas. But Asri Damar, in one place, Bistrol Asachas, they put the flesh side underneath. And therefore, they didn't need to shine it, because the outside was already shined and processed. But Asri Damar, Bistrol La'el. But in the other place, they had the flesh side out, and therefore, they had to shine it, that it wasn't finished until they did that. Good. Ze'aklal, last line of the Mishnah. Kol shenei osin bo b'yantif, any item, product that you can get benefit on yantif, one is allowed to send to their friend. Rav Sheshes, shari lehu l'rabanan l'shdure tefillin b'yom, I'm not a bachar, so I can drink. Shari lehu l'rabanan l'shdure tefillin b'yom atava. Rav Sheshes allowed the rabanan to send tefillin on yantif. Amar le'abaya, ve'anan t'nan, kol she'osim ha'biyantif v'shalchan oso. What are you sending tefillin for? Tefillin has no use. Anything you can benefit from on yantif, you could send, but tefillin you don't benefit. You don't wear tefillin on yantif. Kol she'osim bo, anything that you can. So why are you allowed to send tefillin? Zahachi ka'amar, kol she'osim bo b'chol, m'shalchan oso b'yantif. The key of the Mishnah is not actual benefit today, but it basically just means a finished product. If today was a weekday, would you be able to get benefit from it in an as-is situation? Yes. The shoes, you could also do something on yantif, but you'd have to process it. But what the Mishnah really means is something that is a finished product. on Yontif, even though you don't use it on Yontif, because it's tefillin, still, that is good enough for you to send on Yontif. Rashi here has an important line. Machlokas Rashi and the Hagos Ashri, which is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Rashi says here in Meshalchan Oso B'Yontif, Dehai B'Yontif Diktani Masnisan Lavanei Oso De La Kamekoi. It's not going on the next line. Ela a Meshalchan De Basri Lasuye V'Lasuye Tfilinas is to include Tfilin. Here's the line. Di'i Nami Monach Luhu B'Yontif Leka Isura. Even if you'd wear tefillin on Yontif, you're violating an Isser. So you wear tefillin on Yontif. You don't have to wear tefillin on Yontif. But there's no Isser, so sending it to you on Yontif, because you could use it on a weekday, and you'd wear it, there's no Isser. So that's why it is okay, it is included. Now, Hagos Ashri here argues. Hagos Ashri right here in the back on the Rosh says, no, it's Usser on Yontif to wear tefillin. Handling tefillin maybe is not Usser. Wearing tefillin, that's Asur. Says that goes Ashri, Vakasha, Vahalit Sarach HaMoed, Diktani, says, Lavat Sarach HaMoed Klal, it's Asur. So, that is one machlokas between Rashi and the other Rishonim. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin against Rashi. We paskin as Asur with tefillin, like the Zohar. The Zohar says it. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kasim Alam and Aleph, B'Shabbos V'Yantif, Asur Lahaniach Tefillin. Bipnei Shehem Atzmam Os, because they themselves are an Os. We pass it. Al Pishnei Edim Yakum Davar. Right? We only allowed to have two witnesses. There are three mitzvahs that are called Osos. You're only allowed to have two. Because if I have three, that'll be a zilzal in the other two Osos. So on a weekday, I have Shabbos, I have Tefillin and Mila. On Shabbos, I have Shabbos and Mila. Osi B'nei Vedechem. So if I wear Tefillin on Shabbos, I'll be Mezalzel in the Os of Shabbos. Because I'll be saying, oh, I need another one. So that's what we pass it as Usr. It's Usr to its filling on Shabbos and Yontif. Yontif Sheni is also included, which shows you the power of the Minhag. Unbelievable. On Yontif Sheni, the last day of Yontif, there's no tefillin. The Rugged Shaver has a shayla, he doesn't answer it. He says, how is it that Minhag was said to be a day to knock out a mitzvah daraisa of tefillin on the last day of Yontif? Unbelievable. That's the power. It's the power of the Koch of the Minhag. But so Cholamoi, that's we'll get to in a minute. But that is the Shulchan Aruch. It says we don't pass it like this Rashi. We pass it like the other Rishonim that say it is Usser. So then, is it an Isser de Oraisa? Is that one of the lows? Is that one of the 613? But it's a zilzal in the Os. It's a din de Oraisa included in the world of the mitzvah of tefillin. Now goes Ashri right here. Continues though. It says Vakasha. But still, what about the other line of the Mishnah? Not only usable, but litzorech hamoed. It has to be litzorech hamoed. So the other items, so you could use it on weekday. But v'kasha v'al litzorech hamoed k'tadiv v'asitza v'tfilin l'av litzorech hamoed klal. So says Dagos Ashri, chalamoed. Elahachi pirusho, kol sheni osen mimana b'chol dahaynu b'chal hamoed. V'asi la'asuye tfilin sheni osen b'chal hamoed. U'l'tzorech hamoed diktani hainu l'tzorech cholosh hamoed. U'mikan raya shesorech lilbosh tfilin b'cholosh hamoed. That's Dagos Ashri. Remember, we mentioned a number of times, unbelievable, there is no Gemara in Shas that is 100% clear about wearing tfilin b'chal hamoed. There are a number of Gemaras that Achronim say are convincing evidence. But objectively, Pashtus like this Gemara, Umikan Raya. That's the Hagos Ashri. Other Achronim assume not. Or Reb Chaim, if you remember, had a Raya from Arachid Dafyud that he thought there was a Raya Brewer the other way. Where the Gemara says, right in Yonah Diyoma, the Gemara says that there are three ingredients for the mitzvah of Hallel. Three ingredients you need to say Hallel on Yontif. You need it to be called a Moed. You need it to have a unique Karban. You need it to have an Isser Malacha. Those three. Right, those three. Rosh Chodesh is missing one. Shabbos is missing one. Right? So that's the difference between Sukkos and Pesach. Sukkos and Pesach. Sukkos, we say full Hallel every day, because the Gemara says it has a unique carbon. Says Reb Chaim 1 minute. But Chol HaMoed Sukkos doesn't have an Isser Malacha. It's not Ikdish Basias Malacha. That's the language of the Gemara. Ayrachan, Yudam and Abay is on top. So how could we say Hallel on the Chol HaMoed Sukkos and not a Chol HaMoed Pesach? Chol HaMoed Sukkos is not Ikdish Basias Malacha. Says Reb Chaim, it must be that it is. It must be Chol HaMoed inherently, conceptually, is Ikdish Ba'asiyas Malacha, with Heterim, with the five Heterim of Davar Avid, and Tzorach HaMoed, and Ein Lo Malecho, the five different Heterim. But inherently, it is. It's a full Yontif.
So Reb Chaim says, oh, don't wear tefillin. And Reb Soloveitchik quoted his father, Reb Moshe, who asked Reb Chaim, his father, that it's not even a suffix. Savi de Marcel Chumer just put on tefillin without a bracha. He says, it's not even a suffix. I'm convinced that Gemara is convincing evidence. So I guess like Gosa Shri right here. Gosa Shri says he thinks this Gemara is convincing. Remember we had the Gemara in Sukkah and Vav that Rabbi Yehuda Shita, if I'm about to do a lot of mitzvahs, I make one bracha. Which mitzvahs? So Rashi quoted, tefillin, talis, sukkah, lulav. Really? When are you going to do that? When are you going to do all those mitzvahs? Ah, chalamoid, says the Aruch Lanier. No, there's a comma. There's a comma in between tefillin, talis, comma, those two together, which always go together, and sukkah and mo, and tlulav. So you don't, that's not a rai either, that Rashi. But either way, that's the... That's an important discussion of tefillin or chalamoy. What do we paskin? Remember the Shulchan Aruch paskins that one does not wear tefillin. But chalamoy gabkin asur ladiyat tefillin. Asur, the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Ramah is mekel. The Ramah quotes like the Rush and others, yishar chalamoy chaybet tefillin, and different ways to put on tefillin, with a bracha, without a bracha, with a tznai, right, all the different deos, the different minhagim in chutz la'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, minhag is like the Shulchan Aruch, that no tefillin whatsoever. Weiter. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, tefillin. Hov asili yada neimu behu milsa. Tefillin. Once tefillin came up, let's talk about it a little more. Hayababa derech v'tefillin barosho v'shaka alav chama. Somebody's on the road and he has tefillin on, and all of a sudden the sun sets. What day of the week is it? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says it's Friday night. It's Friday night and Shabbos is coming, right? So I better take off my tefillin. Why? Because Rashi said. What did Rashi say before? Didn't say it's Usr. Rashi says there's no Isser. So you got to work out Rashi. Rashi Dafka says it's Friday night here. But maybe Shabbos says, Lav's not tefillin, you shouldn't have tefillin on. Tosfos says, what's, no, it's nighttime. Nighttime, you should have tefillin on at night. You don't have to come out to Shabbos. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, whether it's Shabbos or weekday. But what do you do? But you're outside the tchum, you don't want to carry your tefillin, you don't want to leave it there, because it'll be a zilzal of the tefillin. Meiniach yado aleya machemiyeh lebeso. You put your hand on your tefillin until you get to your house, then you can take off your tefillin. Hayayoshi, how does the hand on the tefillin help? What are you trying to do? Rashi says, they're not visible. Shalo yirum. They're not visible, and Chazal said you could carry them in this way. It's derech malbush until you get to your house. Says the Rashba. Don't you remember what we had 6 days ago in the daf? Right? Didn't Rav say that if something that's aser v'shemaris ayin afilu b'chadri chadorim is aser? So what do you mean you can't see it? So why? What would it help if I can't see it? How would that help? Says the Rashba. Right here, arguing with Rashi. Well, he says, he quotes a Tosas that we don't have. He says, no, the reason you put your hand on is that you remember to take him off right when you get there. Right, not that it's not visible. No, if I keep something in my hand, I'll remember that if I put it in my pocket, I might forget it. But if I have it in my hand, I can remember to, you know, that's why if people who drive to shul on Friday, right, when they're carrying things in, you know, it's a good idea not to put the keys in your pocket. Don't put the keys in your pocket, keep it in your hand. You put it in your pocket, there's a chance you carry whatever else you carry, get it to shul, you know, it might end up in your pockets. Right, like it says in the Bamalikin, at the end of Bamalikin, you gotta check your pockets before Shabbos. It's a good idea not to, that's the Rashba right here. Keep it in your head, you remember to remove it right when the time comes. Hayayoshi, Beis HaMedrash, Vitzilat Barosho. Same type of cave. Somebody is sitting in the Beis Medrash, Rashi says, which is in the field, and Tefillin Barosho, Vekidish Alavayom, and Yech Yadu Aleyah, Beshabi Gila Beiso. You should keep your hand on it. Masiv Rafuna Braidra Ika Hayababa Derek Vitilin Barosho. Fikidesh Alav Hayom. So this is obviously Shabbos. Kidesh. So maybe Rashi says earlier Shabbos because it's the following case is Kidesh. Maybe Tosva says the earlier case is not Kidesh because the later case says Kidesh. And the earlier case just says Shaka Chama. So each one would read the Gemara differently. Meiniach Yadu Aleh Bashimigia Lebayas Asamach Lachoma. Curly bring it to the house that's close to the wall. The first house. Question mark. So why, in the first case, do we have the brisa that says you have to, you can take it all the way to your house? And in this case, no, you have to leave it at the first house, first wall. Lokasha hadimintra de lo mintra. Well, it depends if right inside the wall, the first house is a guarded place. If it is, that's great. That's fine. That's what you should do if you can. But if it's not a guarded place, then you can't leave it there. One second. Idelo mintera, if it's not a guarded place, my arya barosho. So why does the Mishnah say, oh, if it's on your head already, afilu machtan ba'aranami, even if it's lying on the ground, an even bigger kiddush, you could pick it up and put it on. if it's not in a place of mintra. Tatnan, the Mishnah says, the beginning of the last parak in Erevin, Hamosi tefillin machrisan zug zug. If you find tefillin, you can wear it. You can put it on. So, what is the difference? Why in one case you're allowed to bring it all the way, and in one case not? So, lokasha. So we're going to go with the side girsa. Ha de lo mintra machmas ganvi u machmas kalvi. One case, it's not guarded at all. It's not guarded from ganavim, and it's not guarded from dogs. Right? Dogs might nibble at it. Vaha de mintra machmas kalvi below machmas ganvi. And the other case, no, it is guarded from dogs, but it's just not guarded from ganavim. So as long as you can leave it in a place where it is guarded to a certain level. We're not worried about dogs eating it. We're just worried about people stealing it. So then you could leave it right away in the inside of the wall. But if it's not guarded at all, you can bring it all the way in. And the Gemara ends up. What's the Chiddush? Ma, the Tema, Rov Listim Yisrael, Neinu V'lo Mezaz Libahu. You might say, Ahavamina, that Rov Listim are Jews. And they're not going to be Mezaz. Maybe they'll steal. I'm not going to steal Tefillin, though. I'm going to steal tefillin. Kamash Malan, we might have to assume that Rov Listim are not Yisraelim, and therefore they might even take the tefillin. Okay, just the language used here is machrisan zug zug. To use it, a pair, right? It doesn't tip us off about the issue, but there is a discussion that we showed him. How many mitzvahs are tefillin? How many mitzvahs are tefillin? So we paskin the mitzvahs are tefillin are two mitzvahs. Tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh are two separate mitzvahs. The Mishnah says in Menachas ein ma'akvin zed zeh. That I'm ma'akvin. If I only have one, if I only could do one. If somebody has a cast on their entire arm going all the way up to their shoulder, they have no arm to put tefillin shel yad on. So the halacha is you wear tefillin shel rosh, make a bracha, make two brachas right on the tefillin shel rosh. Right, if one is an Ashkenaz. So that's it's two different mitzvahs. That's machrisan zug zug. It's a pair, but it is two bracha. The Rambam paskens is two mitzvahs also, even though the Rambam says you only make one bracha. It's one bracha on two different mitzvahs, unless you talked in the middle, then you have to make another bracha. But if you didn't talk, the Rambam paskens that you make two mitzvahs and one bracha. That is why Derech Agav, even Ashkenazim, the minhag is to say Baruch Shem Kavod after we put our tefillin on. Not the second after. The Mishnah Berurah screams about this. The Mishnah Berurah says we put our tefillin shel rosh on, and then we make the bracha, and then we get it into the right spot, and then we say Baruch Shem. The Mishnah Berurah says if I put on the tefillin, if I say Al Mitzvah Tefillin and Baruch Shem right away, then I've ruined the bracha and it's worthless. What do I make the bracha for? Why do we say Baruch Shem? Because we have covered for the Rambam. Even though Maker did Ashkenazim paskin like Bali Tosfos, that we make two different brachas on tefillin, so there's no problem with saying a bracha of Al Mitzvah Tefillin on tefillin Shel Rosh. But we have covered for the Rambam. The Rambam says you're not supposed to make the second bracha. Okay, so we say Al Mitzvah Tefillin, but we then get it into the right spot. We do the mitzvah, and then we say Baruch Shem. If you forget the Baruch Shem, it's also okay. But you can't say Baruch Shem right away before you do the mitzvah, because then you're ruining the bracha before getting into the right spot. Either way, that's Machris and Zug Zug. Everybody agrees. That tefillin is two separate mitzvahs. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Chafei, he has a totally different shot why we say a Baruch Shem. He can't fathom that we say a bracha and then say a Baruch Shem, which is only made by when we say a bracha Shem Tzricha. So he has a totally different shot for that Baruch Shem, relating it to the Baruch Shem of Shema, but that is the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, Vayter, second paragraph of Masechas Beis, here we go. The topic of Eruv Tavshilin. Eruv Tavshilin, this is it. The source and shas for Eruv Tavshilin. The concept of cooking before Yontif, when Yontif is right before Shabbos, cooking before Yontif, going into Shabbos, so that I could be prepared. There is actually we'll get to that in a minute. Let's just say one different thing. Why is it called Eruv Tavshilin? What are you being Ma'ariv? You're being Ma'ariv the Tavshilin? So the Rambam says this is a Lashon Mush'al. It's a borrowed term. The Rambam Menuchas Yantif, in the sixth parak, the Rambam says, V'lom anik reshmo Eruv. Why is Eruv Tavshilin called Eruv Tavshilin? Shekishem shoha Eruv she'osin b'chatzeros u'bimavaos Eruv Shabbos. Just like we make an Eruv Chatzeros to bring yards together. Mishum heker kideshalo yalu al daitam. Just like when I have an Erev Chatzeros, an Erev. That is Ma'arev, yards together. So to the Rambam says, and that's Mishum Heker, that you don't get mixed up with Yachon Mishus Arabim. So to this is also Mishum Heker. Mishum Heker, we'll see what the Heker is in the Gemara. So you don't think you can cook today what you're not going to eat today, but you can eat tomorrow. So just like there it's a Heker, so to here it's a Heker. Says the Ravid, in his classic form, Hatam azel l'na'arim. That's a childish reason, Rambam. He says, no, Erev means mi'urav. You mix the tafshilim of Shabbos and Yontif, which we usually understand Erev tafshilin as, right? You mix it. You mix the tafshilim together. Either way, that's the Rambam and the Ravid, just in terms of why it is called Erev, why it's called Erev tafshilin. Fascinating Meshachachwa, which we mentioned many times, but you got to mention it today. And that is, the Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, on Daf Chav Ches, that Avram Avidu was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula, even Erev tafshilin. Even Erev tafshilin. Why in the world is that mitzvah picked? Even that mitzvah d'Rabbanan. There are many mitzvahs d'Rabbanan. That's the one that the Gemara mentions, Yaakov Avram Avinu, and the Meshech Rabbah points out, but for Yaakov Avinu, there's a different mitzvah that is picked to highlight what he did. Right? When he says, Vayiken, Yaakov Avinu comes back to Shechem, after, in Parshas Vayishlach, so it says, Yaakov Kava Tchumen. He was Koveya Tchum Shabbos. He's Koveya. Says the Meshech Rabbah, Erev Tavshilin, Tchum Shabbos. So says the Meshech Chachma, these mitzvahs reflect their avodas Hashem. Avram Avinu, as we spoke about in Shabbos HaGadol, is all about chesed, is all about hachnasas orchim, which tonight was the night, right, the first night of Pesach, the night that the Malachim came and he was machnas orchim, right, the day they gave him the report that Yitzchak Avinu was going to be born. So Avram Avinu was all about that. Erev Tavshilin, the whole yisod of Erev Tavshilin, as we'll see, is based on, because you could cook for guests anyway, so you're allowed to expand that. We'll see. See, the Erev Tavshilin is all about chesed. Tchum and Yaakov Avram Avinu is about spreading monotheism, spreading his ideas about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov Avinu's job was, after Avraham and Yitzchak created the religion, okay, now that has to be Tchumen. Now that has to be borders, right? Yaakov Avinu and his children went to Goshen. They separated from Mitzrayim. I'm going to have the Shiftei Ka, and I need to protect the Shiftei Ka. He was Kava Tchumen. He made borders, he made Tchumen. So that's why Erev Tavshilin and Tchumen reflect. It's the Meshech Chachman Vayishlach on that Pasuk by Yaakov Avinu. These two mitzvos, Derabanan, highlight their mahus of what their avodah was. Okay, a lot more, but let's continue first. Yontif shachaldi as Erev Shabbos. When we have Yontif on Erev Shabbos, lo yevasho b'tchila b'yantif l'Shabbos, I am not allowed to cook on, let's say, Yontif is Friday. I can't cook on Shabbos, I can't cook for Shabbos on Yontif. It's Yontif today. Why not? Why can't I? So we'll have to see. I'm not allowed to cook. There is a machlokas Rashba and the Ritva right here. What if I'm making one big pot of food for Yontif? Am I allowed to make more in that one pot for Shabbos? What's called marbe b'shiurin, which we're going to have in a couple of days. Is that also aser? The Bishop is also asering that? Or not? The Ritva here, this machlokas, Rashba and the Ritva here, whether it is allowed if it is in one kedera. So I'm not going to look for that inside right now, but that is the machlokas Rashba and the Ritva right here. I'm a mavashul liyantif, and I'm allowed to cook for yantif on yantif. That's olchol nefesh. V'im hoser osel l'shabbos. And if I have leftover, then I can use those leftovers on Shabbos. V'yosef tafshol me'erev yantif. V'sol mechalav l'shabbos. But I'm allowed to cook something on erev yantif and Somech, and use it for Shabbos. That's the Erev Tavshilin, as we will see. I prepare something even before Yontif that I'm going to use for Shabbos. B'Shami Omrim B'Shei Tavshilin, B'Shabbos says you need two cooked items. B'Shil Omrim Tavshil Echad. One Tavshil. We'll see in the Gemara and the Minagiz to use, as we know, one baked item and one cooked item. Fish and chicken and matzah or challah. V'shavin b'dag u'beitza she'alav she'ishtei tafshilin. And if somebody has a fish and the egg, they used to cook, wipe egg on top of fish, that's called two tafshilin. Good. Ask the Ritva, what do I care about Beishamai Shita for? So it's two tafshilin. Beishamai says you need two tafshilin. Beishamai says you need one tafshil. So the Bishop is telling me, Shita's going to get the Shita Beishamai? Okay, maybe. But says the Ritva, I have another nafkavida, two tafshilin for the Seder plate. Right there, right here, the Ritva today's daf. Can't make it up. He says, V'su yafinon miha de beishamai l'inyin shei tafshilin de Pesach. There it is. You could use the egg and the fish that the egg is on for two tafshilin if you run out of zroa and beitza. Right, today, tell your wives, if you run out, you could use the fish and the egg on it. He said, but then he gets into, but it doesn't work for the tutaf shilin for the sudim of sekes. You know, not a tutaf shilin there. That's a separate din. But he gets into the tutaf shilin halachas. Okay. Weiter. Achlu o she'avat. Also, what about for shalach manos? another nafkamina that you might be able to discuss it under. Ach luosha avad. What happens if before Shabbos the Erev gets eaten or lost? Lo yavash la betchila. Before you start cooking on Yontif for Shabbos, then you can't use it. It's finished. Vimshir mimeno kol shuad. As long as a little bit is left, somech halav l'Shabbos, you're allowed to rely on it. Good. Minani mili. So how do you know this halacha? Rashi points out, minani mili is usually used for a mitzvah daraisa. So this is a lav dafka minani mili. What is the remez? Erev tafshilin is a mitzvah derabanan. Why is it only a mitzvah derabanan? Is it cooking on Yontif for Shabbos? Is that a nisa daraisa or a nisa derabanan? If it's Friday Yontif and I'm cooking for Shabbos. So the Gemara, we have this already back on Daf Beis, if you remember in the Tosfos there. Erev Tafshilin is only a rabbinic invention. So if it's usher to Oraisa to cook on Yontif for Shabbos, Erev Tafshilin can't help. I have to somehow get it down to an Issa D'Rabbanan, and then Memela, Erev Tafshilin can help me make it Mutter. So that Machlokas is not quoted here. That's Machlokas in Pesachim Memvav, Machlokas Rav Chizda and Rabba. Why is it only usher D'Rabbanan to cook on Yontif for Shabbos? So the first day out, Rav Chizda says, well, Tzarchi Shabbos are not Asad B'Yontif. Shabbos is a higher Kedusha. So no problem. Tzarchi Shabbos Asad B'Yontif. And therefore, Erev Tafshilin, the question is then, why do you even need an Erev Tafshilin for? But we paskin like Rabba, according to many, and that is the principle of Hoil. Really, it's also daraisa to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. But guests might come today. And therefore, in a deep down way, you're cooking today for Shabbos, but really, you're cooking for guests that might walk in at any moment. That makes it into us Issa D'Rabbanan, and then Erev Tafshilin makes it Mutter. So it's a major machlokas, which we'll have to come back to. why it's only D'Rabbanan. But that's what Rashi says. It's not a real minani mili. Amar Shmuel, Amar Kra, Zachar, Yom Shabbos, Lakacho. Remember Shabbos. Zachreyu me'achar Shabbat Lashkicho. Remember it because there's a good chance you will come to forget it. If it's Yontif on Friday, I might use up all my food and I don't have anything left for Shabbos. So I have to remember Shabbos. My time, let's go a little deeper. What is that? How do I understand that Zachar? So Machlokas Rav and Ravashi. Amar Rava, Kadesha Yivra, Marni Yafal Shabbos, Baralafi Liyantif. Rava says, Erev Tafshilin is about Kavod Shabbos. So I make sure to have food left over for Shabbos. So if I prepare something already beforehand, this is the Shabbos, I'm not going to forget. Ravashi Amar, no, it's a Kavod Yantif Halacha. Kadesha Yomru Ein Ofen Miyantif L'Shabbos, Kavachor Yantif L'Chol. If I don't start cooking for Shabbos on Yantif, then for sure people will say, wow, you can't even cook for Shabbos on Yantif. You surely can't cook for a weekday on Yantif. So it's a Kavod Yantif Halacha, not a Kavod Shabbos Halacha. Period. Tanan. Nafkamida would be, the Rosh says, when do you have to set the Erev Tafshilin? Before Yantif or even on Yantif? Other Nafkamidas also. That is one. Tanan. Osa Tafshal Me'er of Yantif is Lomech Alav L'Shabbos. The Mishnah said, you have to set an Erev Shabbos. Erev Yantif, I'm sorry. Bishlam Maler of Ashi. I just quoted for the Rush, but it's here. The Rush expands on it. Bishlam Maler of Ashi to Amar Kadesha Yomer Ein Ofin Miyantif L'Shabbos. According to Rav Ashi, who said it's a Hilchas Yantif Halacha, Hainu de Me'er of Yantif in B'Yantif Lo. You have to do it Me'er of Yantif because you're not allowed to start cooking for Yantif of Shabbos on Yantif. Elalu Rava, my Ari Me'er of Yantif, Avilu B'Yantif Nami. But according to Rava, even if you do it on Yantif, if you have Shabbos in mind, so what's the problem? So Nechinami, you're right. Elagzera Shem Yivsha, we're just worried. You might forget. The language of the Gemara is you might be negligent. Rashi says Shem Yishkach. Is forgetting negligence? Right? What happens? The Shulchan Aruch discusses. What happens if I say, I'm going to daven mincha, and then at the end I forget? Is that called negligence? Mazed? So I can't make it up with Tashlumin? Or is that called just forgetting? Right, that's a big discussion. He said, here, Pashas is, it's Sheba Yivsha, the language used as negligence. The Sharm Sarim Balacha here discusses whether Shichacha is Pshia in other contexts of Halacha. That's one source. V'tada Maisi Lamehacha. And the Braisa brings another Pasik as a remez to Erev Tafshilin. Eisa Sher Tofu Afu Vesha Sher Tavashilu Bashelu. The Pasik by the Marn. Whatever you're doing today, cook and bake. And Rashi explains the words that it's an extra phrase. It could have just said tofu, ofu, right? Es asher is extra. Mikan amar Rabbi Elazar ein ofen ella al ha'afui vein mavashon ella al ha'mavushal. You're only allowed to bake, add to the baking, and add to the cooking. But if you didn't start yet, then it's no good. Mikan samchu chachamim le'erev tafshilim in haTorah. Okay, they found the smach. They found that asmachta. Remember the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, which talks about the significance of asmachta. The sugya asmachta doesn't just mean a haphazard remez that the rabbis found, but it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu embedded in the text of the Torah different hidden halachos that it was up to Chazal to uncover and decode. Tanu Rabbanan, my sub, Rabbi Eliezer, Shai Yoshe Vadorish, Kalayim Kulo, Bilchus Yativ. It was a Yativ day. Rabbi Eliezer was giving shir all day. He was giving shir all day about Hilchas Yativ. And the Talmidim started getting hungry. Yatza Kat Rishona, the first group went out, Amar Halol Bali Pitsin. These are the big, each phrase here is going to be a larger container. Pitsin are the huge containers. They really want to have a big drink. That's why they're leaving shir early. Kachniya Amar Halol Bali Chavios, these are the barrel people. Kachlishes Amar Halol Bali Kadid, these are the jug people. Kadrit meeting, he sounds like he's upset. He's like, what are they leaving shir for? Kadravias Amar Halalu Bali Laginim, Kadchamishas Amar Halalu Bali Kosos, the cups people, his Chilukachishas Lases, the last group started going out. The last group. So Amar Halalu Bali Me'eroi, gives them a curse. Why do you only curse the last group? Who's going to be left with nobody? Maybe that's why he got so upset. You got to leave me with somebody to give shear to. Right? Or others say, no, it was worse than that. Because we're about to see Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem versus Kulo Lashem. At least the earlier people, they had chatzi chatzi. But you guys stayed till the end. You're obviously doing chatzi, you do kula l'Hashem. Can't leave now. What are you going to have, an hour? Right? You have to pick and choose. But yeah, earlier, okay, fine, I understand that. I might not like it. So Bali Meira, not that he loved Talmidim, so he starts staring at the ones that are left. His chilu padeh abishtadeh, they start getting nervous. Start getting nervous. Like, oh, what are you getting up so upset about us for? Rashi says, he thought they were angry. So Amar Lahem Bini, Lo lachem ani omer. I'm not. No, not you. Elolah halolo sheyatsu. I'm upset about the earlier ones. Shaminichem chayi olav oskeh b'chayi shah. No, the earlier people that they're going to eat. They're leaving Torah. Pishas b'tirasan amar lahem. And finally, he finished here. He says, okay, now I'm finished. Now you can leave. He says, finally, when he left, he says, go enjoy yourself. Lechu ichlu mashmanim b'shesu mamtakim v'shilchu manus le'nachon lo. Go enjoy yourself and send presents to all those who don't have, ki kadosh hayom adoneinu, because today is kadosh, v'al te'atzu, don't be sad, ki chedvas Hashem ima uschem, the simchas Hashem is your strength. Interesting, it's about Rosh Hashanah, is there simcha on Rosh Hashanah? We've discussed that in the past, that's what the pasuk's about. Amar mar, let's darshan the pasuk, and then we'll be finished. Amar mar, shemenichad hayolam voskem b'chai isha, v'asimchas yad mitzvah, what do you get so upset for? Having a big suit on yadav is a mitzvah. Right, so what was he so upset? B'chai isha. So Rabbi Elazar time it's Lushitaso. Damar Simchas Yatif Rishus. Who healed Simchas? You don't have to eat. Detanya, Erev Yatif, Rabbi Osai. This is the sugi to discuss. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Ein Lola Adab Yatav Ela O Ochla V'Shosel Yoshev Shona. Rabbi Eliezer says you have a choice how to fulfill Simchas Yatif. There are different, the Tosas Rit says, there are different types of people in life. And Hashem knows that. So you can enjoy, you gotta enjoy yourself on Yatif in a mutter way. So you have a choice. Either totally spiritual or totally physical. Rabbi Shua bar Chalkei, no, you split it. Chesi l'Hashem v'chesi l'Hachem. Amr, Rabbi Yochanan v'shem mikra d'echa darshu. Rabbi Yochanan said they both darshin, they're shita from the same two psukim. Kasav echad omer atzeres l'Hashem v'alkecha, v'kasav echad omer atzeres l'yalachem. Is that tzeres for you? Is that tzeres for Hashem? Hakei tzad, Rabbi Eliezer, Savra, you have a choice. O kulo l'Hashem, o kulo l'Hachem. Rabbi Yeshua Savar Chalkei, Rabbi Yeshua says split it, Chetzi L'Hashem V'Chetzi L'Hachem, so they both darshan those two psukim. We don't have time to go into this so deeply, but remember we discussed this back in Psachim Samachas. We went through there, the Gemara has the three exceptions to the rule, Shavuot, Shabbos, and Purim, the three exceptions to where everybody agrees that you need L'Hachem as well. Ma'in L'Ein Nachon Lo, what does that mean? This is what's related to us. What does it mean? Send presents to those who are not prepared. Amr of Chisel, Mishalo, and Iach, Erev Tavshilin. People who didn't send an Erev Tavshilin, send them presents, because they can't cook. Ika Damri, or Mishalo, Hayalo, Laniach, Erev Tavshilin. No, only somebody who couldn't have or shouldn't have. Rashi says, if somebody was looking for their Aveda, all of Erev Yata, they have an excuse. But if they didn't do it on purpose, so then you don't have to worry about them. Avo Misha Hailo Laniach Erev Tavshilin, Avo Laniach Posheu, that's a Posheya. Maiki Chedvez Hashem Yimo Ischem, last line. Simchaz Hashem is your strength. Amr, Yochanan, Mishim, Rebelezab, Reb Shimon. Amr Lamekadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem said to the Jewish people, Banai, my children, Lavu Alai V'Kidshu Kedushas Hayom. Borrow money from me and sanctify the day of Aminu B'and have Emuna that you're going to get it back, you'll be able to pay back V'Ani Poreya. And I will pay you back. Right? So you can even borrow money. Ask Tosfos here. Don't we have Rabbi Akivim elsewhere? Asei Shabbat Chachova, Tetzarech Labrios. Better not to ask for money if you don't need to and have a more minimal Shabbos Suuda, Yantiv Suuda. So Tosfos gives one answer. Haini milik sheinlo lefroa. If you have nothing, so then Asei Shabbat Chol. But if you know you're going to have some to pay back, then you could borrow and then pay back. The first halach in Hilchos Shabbos, the Tur and Reish Ben Beis, discusses all the Rishonim related to the sugya. When do I say Asei Shabbat Chol v'atasarich lebrios? When do I say borrow, and the machlokas are a blessing to be Yeshua, and Shabbos is an exception, be'in and kula, everybody agrees you need lachem, all of that, this amud is quoted in the first siman in Hilchos Shabbos, Reish Ben Beis, which will be zochet to be b'kayim, all of this, on Shabbos, on Yantif, b'shlei Musa. Okay, we'll stop here, Shem, tomorrow's daf is ready up, as Shem will continue on the first day of Chol HaMoed.